she thought she could just make out their house up on the rise. Bigger than its neighbours, the red paint standing out from the ochre and yellow all around. The cold seemed to be keeping everyone inside. Saskia marched on over the ice. When she turned round again, the houses were just specks of colour. All around her was a dull expanse of white, and Saskia began to be uncertain of which direction she should take. According to Pieter, the other side of the lake was another country, so she would, strictly speaking, need a passport. But he said that the people of the country would be glad to see her, so it wouldn't matter that she didn't have one. He said they would help celebrate her world record. Saskia had never been abroad, and this was one of the great attractions of the attempt, apart from showing Pieter that she could do it. She picked a spot on the horizon and headed for it. There were bubbles of air trapped beneath the ice that expanded and contracted under the pressure of her feet. Saskia grew so entranced with watching them that she lost contact with her spot on the horizon. Still, it did not matter, as long as she was aiming in more or less the right direction. The far shore might be as wide as the one she had started from.